I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Ah, who's gonna start this thing?
I didn't even know we were on.
I don't know. We're on or not?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, we're on. Hi.
Where's Hi. Elvis?
What I don't know.
Elvis? Where's Elvis?
He walked out. Give the man a break. He just did 4 hours.
Did he have to pee? Or poop?
Ah!
That's actually hilarious.
That was awesome.
He snuck up on you like a cartoon character.
You're going to give me another
towing.
Stop it.
What is he doing?
He's going from studio to studio.
He's going around.
Oh, my gosh.
Tickling you.
Sam, put down your coffee. Here he comes.
He's going around scaring everybody.
Just in case.
All right, let's check in with Nate. Nate, how are you feeling?
I think I shit myself a little bit.
Well, it's a good thing you've got your extra pair of Mac Weldon in the car.
That's right. I got to go to the car to the change here.
So I was walking into the building this morning, and a friend of ours, nameless, handed me this bag of gummies, right?
You mean wax?
Cubby?
So he says, hey, man, just have a little nibble. I'm like, well, I'm not in the mood. I don't need to get high today. But let's get scary high.
Oh, God.
Come on, scary.
It's Wednesday. You at your job, and you got shit to do. We're going to get you high today.
All right, you guys do your show. I'm bored. What about you?
Where are you going? What is you?
Where's he going now?
The man's very busy.
Gummies. His name's on the show. We can just.
Do you not know math?
Scary, did he take the gummies with him, or did he leave them there?
No, Scary, he left them for Scary.
By the way, did you hear what he said as he left the room? He goes, I'm bored with you people. Fuck you.
Did he say that? What an asshole.
I tried to
He's like, I talk all day.
I love how he talks all day. The rest of us just shut up, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm here. What's going on?
I will say it is tempting to take these gummies, but the problem is there's no information on the package.
Right, and Scary, if it makes you fall asleep, that's not going to be a good thing.
Yeah. Do you need me Scary? To drive us home, right. Scary?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Scary?
Yeah.
The marijuana you normally buy, does that have information on the package?
No, but you know that a gummy is usually
actually,
10 milligrams. Yes.
Yeah,
if you
it
buy an
now.
Edible,
oh, does it?
It's 10 to milligrams to 30 milligrams.
All right.
Yeah, it has a dosage.
And look at the size of that thing.
Okay, but people smoke pot long before dispensaries.
Brody
and they
tried
got a
to
bag
pull it over
a kid
on
in
us.
The schoolyard.
Oh, no, we got you. This weekend, I was at a barbecue and somebody had gummies, but they were like worms. The ones. Okay, so they were handing them out. So he goes, "Hey, here's a gummy." First, I thought it was regular gummy. And then he goes, wait, it's a special kind of gummy. And he goes, don't eat the whole thing. And I'm like, dude, when were you going to tell us that? Like, when were you going
to
tell
us? Hey, if you're not supposed to eat the whole thing, why do they make them so big?
Well, I don't know, but I think if you're not used to it, you probably shouldn't have the whole
thing. That's what Lisa always says.
Okay. Yeah.
But I always thought that if you have an edible, it has to have a dosage amount. So I don't know if it's 50 milligrams, if it's 150.
What you're holding in your hand is not FDA regulated. There's no
So why can't they make it in one serving?
All this stuff is like his experimental stuff.
Right, and where his guinea pigs?
Yeah, he's testing it out on us. And I think the thing with wax is, and why everybody keeps getting so fucked up off of all of his stuff, he is a giant man. I think he's dosing all of this stuff for himself, not realizing that like 5 foot me is going to take the same thing and die a little bit.
You're like his arm. You're like his arm, Gandhi.
Yeah. I am his arm.
Wax the bodyguard is not a scientist? Wait a minute.
No. Is he the fit model for THC?
Hey, wait a minute. Jeff, is Jeff still in there?
Yeah, Jeff's here.
Have Jeff come over and tell his experience with the lemonade, because when I took it, I was out.
So, Jeff, come over. Well, by the way, in case you don't people don't know, this came from our buddy Wax that Gandhi was talking about, and he also has a lemonade in liquid form. So, Jeff, come over here.
He has a company. He actually has a company.
Hey, we have a monitor with nobody in it. Can we put Jeff in that one?
Well, the difference, I think, between Nate and that is, like, if you drink a lot of wine, you can drink more wine. Maybe if you do a little bit more of that, you can handle his lemonade.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like I have.
So you built up a tolerance.
You build up a tolerance. Nate hasn't had
it
a
put you out,
lemonade
though, right?
like that in. Oh Jesus Christ!
What just happened?
What the fuck?
He just threw the lemonade across the room that we were just talking about.
Sorry.
It hit one of the lights and then.
Yeah, I think he knocked a Wi-Fi access.
I was never
point
very
down.
Good at sports.
But it didn't mess me up like you, Nate.
Yeah.
Not in the least.
I was messed up.
Where'd it go?
What happened?
He lost the lemonade.
Scary's on the ground drinking it.
What would happen magical. If I've never smoked. I've never had. Well, I did have one edible, and it didn't do anything for me whatsoever, so I think I was hoodwinked. But what would happen? Can I try a wax product?
Or it might kill you.
Would it kill? Like, would it literally? Like, what would happen?
Is that really what you want to start,
Sam? No, you're gonna die.
Sam?
You don't die of overdosing on marijuana. Right? I've heard that. So, like, what's gonna happen? What's like the worst thing that could happen?
It'll knock you out.
Like, I'll fall asleep. That sounds great.
You'll sleep
you
for a month.
You shit yourself.
That doesn't sound fun.
Hey, can we save this audio so when Sam's in rehab, we can play this back for her?
Rehab. Hey. Rehab from marijuana. Well, Brody, you are coming through with the gems about weed today.
It's a gateway drug. Everybody knows that.
So here it is.
Uh-huh.
There's liquid in there.
Yeah.
Who wants it?
Me a little bit, but I'm scared.
Scary. Squirt it.
Nate had an experience with it. Gandhi, her boyfriend, they all had experience with this.
Scary, squirt some in your mouth.
Yeah. No way.
You won't make it to the car.
No. I heard what it did to Nate, and I heard what it did to Gandhi's boyfriend.
Honest. That was the best night's sleep I've had in years.
But it was three nights.
Lemonade is a stretch because it tastes like you're drinking weed. It doesn't taste like you're drinking lemonade.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like lemonade.
Oh.
See, I thought when you squirted it into the actual lemonade, it blended just fine. I thought it was, like, I didn't notice it at all.
I put it in water, so I don't really know.
No, don't put it in water because it does have a sour taste to it. But if you actually put it into lemonade, it blends right in.
How much did you drink,
also,
Nate?
You may die.
I drank, what was it? I think four or five drops. And it just like drops. And I put it in a little water and I drank it. I slept so well. You know that last time you fell asleep and you close your eyes and the next thing you know, you're waking up? That was it.
Did it feel like you were asleep for like seconds, though?
It was like I was under anesthesia. Yeah. I mean, it was.
But you did that on the weekend, right? Because if you do that,
no, I did that on a Thursday.
No,
night,
remember, he forgot to pick Elvis up for work that day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was that day. Because I was going to say, I can only. I've never tried it, but I think that if I wanted to try it, it would have to be on the day where I don't have to get up.
Well, and that's
because
what Wax
knowing
told
me, I'd sleep the whole day.
Yeah, and that's what Wax told me. He goes, just do it on the weekend.
See, I texted Nate yesterday because I think I made a delivery yesterday to a lemonade pot lab in a basement. Because I do Instacart deliveries also. And somebody literally ordered 12 half gallons of lemon juice. That's all they wanted. And I delivered it to this house. And what are they making with that?
Mm. I don't know.
Do all kinds of stuff Wax's with house. It.
Well, I had a Google, can people
maybe
do sinister things with lemon juice?
Just maybe it was cake.
What? Well, Scotty.
I did. I wanted
you Googled what?
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't like helping terrorists or something like that.
Oh, jeez. Speaking
of what is going on over there?
Hey, Nate.
What is wrong with everyone on our show? It's just a room full of dweebs.
I think like, Elvis had a gummy at some point.
Nate, lean back. Lean. Give him room.
No.
What is he doing?
He's looking for my gummy worm.
There he is.
Yeah, I bet he is.
He needs a magnifying glass. Okay.
He's got a small dick.
Well, wait a second. Don't even start that. You're the one who's told us you have a small penis.
It's not very big,
I'll
be honest
with
you.
So then when someone says you have a small penis, you can't get mad when you're the one saying you have a small penis.
It's average.
How do you know? You don't know.
What do you consider average, Elvis?
Nate.
Anything under 9.
All I heard Elvis say was, Elvis, you got to take it. Can you speak with your mouth not full?
Look, he's wearing my hat.
What does that say? Oh, fucking freezing.
Oh, my God.
Give him a hat back. What is that?
By the way, we should have gotten Elvis something to eat around like 5:59.
I know. You guys debated breakfast for a solid 2.5 hours.
They did.
Okay. It was.
We got a new hat for Nate. Here we go.
SpongeBob hat.
SpongeBob.
He's cute.
Look at that hair.
Are we done?
No, not even close. Nate, I thought you were going to get your hair cut. Left.
I did. I got it cut 4 times.
Oh. I can show you guys the RV if you want to see.
Yeah, give us a tour.
Yes, give us a tour.
Okay, I'll do it quickly. So Andrew and Diamond were supposed to help me out with it, but I think they're both asleep.
This is going to be great for the people listening.
Oh, show us them sleeping.
Well, here's the thing. We posted video on the Elvis Duran Show page about the RV, and whoever posted it or edited it, it looks like a Blair Witch Project, shaking to death, really sped up. You can't see anything. So a lot of people hit me up like, what does the inside of that RV look like? So I'm just going to turn this really quickly so you can see it. When you come in, you see... Diamond just popped up.
Hi,
she's
Diamond.
Sleeping above.
Hi, baby.
That's sleeping above the driver's seat.
Oh, I love that. They call that mom's attic.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. In a U-Haul, yeah.
Diamond is
got a U-Haul.
Dude,
U-Haul is
right
mom's attic.
On a U-Haul that's called mom's attic. Okay. And there's a little ladder for her to get up. Then there's a couch. And that couch right there actually opens up into a bed that can have two people sleep on it.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Then where I am is another table that has a round bench thing around it.
Yeah.
And across from me, it's an entire kitchen, like a real kitchen. We've got
that's
a
so
stove,
cool.
An oven, a microwave, all the cabinets, a sink, and yes, there's running water. And then there's a fridge, a freezer. Back there's a shower, the bathroom, and then can you see?
Yeah, it's a bedroom back there.
Wow. Yep.
Wait, so are you guys allowed to use the shower?
No, we're not.
Hi, Andrew.
Because anything.
Hi, Andrew.
Oh.
Andrew, now, who gets the bedroom?
Oh,
how do you decide? How do you decide who gets what room and area?
We're all just kind of alternating. Whoever needs to sleep goes and sleeps on the bed, and that's
what about
that.
The sheet situation?
I mean, we're not
Diamond's
really
not
sullying the
sheets.
Yeah, Diamond's farting in them.
Diamond's not farting in the sheets, but she's also, for the most part, sleeping on this couch thing that's out here. And I wish I could show you guys, but the part I'm sitting in actually opens up, and it makes this thing about twice as big as
it actually is. Wow.
It's like a New York City apartment. It's crazy, and it's really cool.
Does it have, like, the blowout sides, like the side expands out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's to keep me from just buying one of these and having it as my residence?
People do that.
Yeah, people do that.
Why can't I just do that? It's infinitely cheaper than a home.
I know a couple that sleep on a boat. They bought a boat and it doesn't touch land, so they don't have to pay any taxes.
My mother-in-law did that. She downsized. She bought a boat. She drove it on the River Thames from England to France. And now she lived, they were living in France on a boat. And they're very, now their minimalism is like crazy because they got rid of everything and they just have a very little amount of stuff on their boat.
Hold on. Can we make Scary live on a boat for a week? Like him rent a boat and he has to live on this boat for a week.
No, Scary wants to live on our Norwegian Bliss. That's about the only boat he wants to live on.
That's a different type of ship.
He needs a big, big ship.
That's different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what is Elvis saying to you?
I may be wrong.
About Scary.
I may be wrong. What?
If you live on a boat, you got to pay taxes to the IRS. You still
no, you don't have to pay the land or anything.
You don't have to pay.
To
that's called property.
Yeah, you don't pay property, but you still.
No, I get that. No, I understand property. That. If I rent an apartment, I don't have to pay property tax. There's more ways to get out of that, but you do have to pay taxes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just, you know.
And slip fees.
Not if you never go in the slip, Scary.
Do you do your own taxes?
Hang on.
Wait a second.
You know what Elvis is reminding me of right now? Do you remember that old show, Mystery Science Theater 3000, where those guys would watch the old movies and criticize it?
Yeah.
Elvis is criticizing.
I'm sitting here listening to this bogus bullshit that you're saying on our show, and people buy what you say. You don't go on the show and represent us by saying, well, according to our show, we think you don't pay taxes when you live on a boat.
No, they pay federal. They pay federal, but I don't think they belong to a state. Like,
but you said taxes.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
You said taxes.
Well, we don't have taxes. These, I remember the conversation. We were drunk, and they were like, "Yeah, we don't have to pay taxes."
Oh, great.
Taxes.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
No, you do pay taxes. Clearly, you don't pay property taxes.
So yes, to say what Elvis was saying, they pay federal taxes, but they don't pay.
Daniel's 16-year-old son doesn't pay property taxes either.
Scary. But you also don't pay child support.
And they don't pay estate tax because they're not part of a state.
Right, Froggy.
Are we done, Froggy?
I'm not sure about that.
Scary, you don't pay alimony if you're on a boat.
All I'm saying is don't say stuff. And just this is where false news came from.
Hey, Scary, if you donate to charity, the people have to double it because you live on a boat. Also, that's
rule. Okay. Well, okay. Then I stand corrected.
Are we done? We're done, right?
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I just want to see how much more shit Brody's going to come up with that you can't do on a boat.
Hey, Scary, you weigh half as much when you get on a boat.
Oh, you're buying one.
Don't buy two.
Scotty.
All right, I think we're done, Nate.
Bye.
I mean, we're not, but we are.
Bye. We were
Elvis
done at minute
for one.
Free Netflix on a boat, Scary.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh,
Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.